tell me if I am. Anyway, Surrey County Council is calling for targeted investment in the South East to accelerate the UK's economic recovery. It's after new research revealed that London and the South East region will contribute more than a third of the nation's entire tax income this year. Peter Martin is the deputy leader of Surrey County Council. Good morning, Mr. Martin.
Good morning, Nick.
Long time no speak. So tell us, what do you want the government to do?
Well, Nick, the fact of the matter is that the southeast of England is the engine room of the United Kingdom economy, and within the southeast of England, Surrey is the engine room. And our point is very simple. If you invest pounds in Surrey, then the return that you get is larger and swifter than if you invest anywhere else in the country, and therefore that's better for the whole of the UK economy.
So what do you want the government to do?
Well, I'd like them to invest much more in infrastructure. I was very pleased to see a few days ago, for instance, that the government is investing money in the rail infrastructure of this area. It's going to upgrade Waterloo and is going to expand commuter trains. And that's good for us, isn't it? That's a boost to the economy. Mm-hmm. I'd love to see more expenditure on our roads. We have great pinch points along our roads, in our road system. And if we can eliminate those, the congestion is relieved, and therefore it's better for everybody, and it will enable us to live more easily and to expand the economy.
So you think you're talking about junction improvements rather than building entirely new roads, or have you got that in mind?
Yes, exactly. I mean, it's very nice. We've got the Hindhead Tunnel, which was done recently, and Walton Bridge is now being renewed. But things like just across the road from your studios in Guildford, where we invested money in the road structure around the Guildford Hospital and the road leading to the Guildford Science Park, which makes it much easier to get in and out. It was a few million pounds, well invested, and it's a significant boost to that area. So what we need is lots of relatively small amounts of investment all over the county.
Okay, well, let's just imagine for one moment that I'm George Osborne, which is a frightening thought, and you come to me saying, look, we need more money, we need you to invest in the infrastructure because we're a very important county and we chuck a lot of money in your direction. And he says, well, I've got people who are on the breadline in various parts of the rest of the UK, and they need to come first. It's all very well saying, yes, we can make Surrey better, but I have to try and drag up the rest of the country, which doesn't contribute and doesn't have this great huge economy that Surrey has, and they're my priority.
Well, that's exactly the issue, Nick, and I had that discussion, for instance, yesterday with Michael Gove, who made a visit to the County Council. That's exactly the issue. Of course, that's the difficulty that the government has, because it does need to invest all over the country. The point that we're making is very simple, that a pound invested in Surrey gives you a faster and quicker return to the benefit of the UK economy as a whole.
Is that not a false economy, though? Because Gordon Brown tried the same thing with the City of London. He used the City of London and the banking and financial sector to effectively underwrite the rest of the UK. The banking sector then collapsed, leaving him with no safety net. If you're saying throw all your eggs into Surrey, then you're not going to have that balance if something goes horribly wrong in the county.
Well, I'm not saying throw all your eggs into Surrey. I mean, I visit lots of companies all around the county, and actually, without doing anything, lots of companies are moving into the county and expanding. I was with Novartis, for instance, in Camberley a few days ago.
I recently visited
McLaren at Woking, or SAB Miller at Woking, or BP at Sunbury, or just across the road from you, the SSTL, a small satellite technology company. All of those companies are growing and expanding in Surrey. Why? It's a great place to live, it's a great place to work, and it's a great place to locate your business.
And what are they saying
London
to you?
London and Heathrow and so on and so forth.
And they're saying
so
to you that
we
it's
have
the
a vibrant
transport
economy,
infrastructure.
And if you were running a business, you would probably want to invest in your most successful areas in order to make your whole business even more successful. And that's the point that I'm making.
And is it just around transport? You mentioned the rail links and you mentioned junction improvements. Is there anything else that you'd be wanting to get money for?
Education, for instance, is an important thing as well. Medical facilities and all of those things. The whole of the infrastructure does need to be improved. The County Council is spending £250 million right now on expanding schools. We're building, over a four-year period, the equivalent of 25 new two-forms of entry primary schools. Why? Because the birth rate of Surrey is growing enormously. It's 20% higher now now than it was 10 years ago. We're having to look after more elderly people. The county council is looking after 25% more elderly people than it was 4 years ago. So it's having to put significant investment into infrastructure just to support the growth of that sort.
I mean, these are fine words, Peter, and I'm sure a lot of people can say that, that you would understand that, that you're talking sense. However, how do you actually then twist the Chancellor's arm to get that money out of him? What do you have to do? Do you have to prepare a case? Do you have to, or is it just simply, you know, you're going to get the formula and that's that?
Well, we continue to press our case, and that's the important thing to do. I mean, I think you have to be the loudest voice in the room crying for what you want, and that's what we will continue to do. We have other ministers, we're visiting other ministers next week to press our case. The economy of Surrey is one of the biggest in the country. The economy of Surrey is bigger than any of the cities in the UK, other than London, for instance. And we're pressing the case that investment in the county of Surrey is good not only for the county of Surrey, but for the country as a whole, and we'll continue to do that.
But Peter, this won't wash politically, will it? If other MPs and other county councillors in places like Redcar or Middlesbrough, you know, real poverty-stricken counties in the North East, see that the government is giving more money to Surrey, they'll make a massive stink about it, and the government will back down.
Well, that's the case that I have to keep on putting, isn't it? I mean, that's the point. We have to shout louder. But the point that I'm making is that a pound invested in Surrey gives you a swifter and larger return than a pound invested elsewhere.
Well, you keep plugging away with that message, and thank you very much for coming on this morning. That's Peter Martin, the Deputy Leader of Surrey County Council. The time is 14 minutes to 8.